Hello.
Hi, this is Morgan from customer support. Issuing a call back.
Hey. Yeah, I've been probably over an hour and a half on a Dyson vacuum cleaner. And I put my card in and it was in the wrong address. It wasn't balanced. Can you still hear me?
A little bit.
The Home Depot. And I keep doing it over and over, and then it's said it wouldn't take it, and I called this number before, and the lady said to refresh it, or restart, so I did, and it said an invalid address, so I've been going to Home Depot and said it tens of weeks a year, so I don't understand that, and then my card said it wasn't accepted, and so I put in $50 more to pay the fine, and it's still not working. Is that just a scam?
Yes, and so I can kind of hear what you're saying. You said that when you tried to claim a prize that it said the wrong address was entered.
Yeah, but it shows up. It is my address. I'm just wondering, is it a scam?
So in order to know exactly what you're trying to place your order for or to see if an order went through, I would need your zip code and your first and last name.
Lisa Barber, F as in Frank, A-W. V as in Victor, E-R.
And your zip code?
53405.
53405?
Yeah.
Yes, your first name was Lisa?
Yes. I keep entering it, not getting anywhere, then refresh and reset the phone.
Yes, and so with that zip code and first and last name, I don't see any claims being placed. Is your billing address the same as your shipping address?
Yeah, 1219 and a half Kentucky Street.
And is it like a physical address? Like, is there any like apartment number or lot number, anything like that?
No, it's just the upper and lower. That's why I'm a half, 1219 and a half. Well, it's a house, but upper
yeah.
And lower.
Oh, you said there's a upper lower?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a house, you know, with two living up and lower. Yeah,
yes,
I keep trying it.
I'm not sure exactly what an upper lower is. Is there like an extra number on your address? Like, do you have to put like a number for it to go to your house specifically?
No, so it's like a big house, but it's like two apartments. So downstairs is 1219 and I'm upstairs at 1219 and a half.
Yes,
so,
okay.
Yeah,
but are you do you have to put the in half part on yours? Because you might have to put that into like where it says address
yeah,
two or line two.
Yep, I did. And my mail comes like that too. So yeah, I usually don't do stuff like this. So. I'm getting a little annoyed because I put in so much time. I'm homesick from work. And, oh, that sounds nice. I need a vacuum.
Yes, and I'm not sure why it's not going through. You can try to take the and a half part and putting it on the same line as the original, like the entire address, but I don't see any claims that's going through.
Hmm. Oh, this is annoying. So. I'm going to try it one more time and just put the regular 1219.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Should I just ignore the half and just put 1219?
You could. I'm not sure if as long as that doesn't, like, affect you receiving your order.
Oh, it doesn't matter because, yeah, it goes through the front porch anyway and the person living downstairs just brings it around back to my door. But I don't know if this is a scam or what. That's what I'm just asking.
Yes, and as long as it doesn't affect you, like receiving your order, then you can try to take the in a half part off. But like I said, or you can try doing it all in one line instead of separating it.
Okay, I'll just 1219. I'll try it one more time.
Yes, ma'am.
And then if it doesn't work, then what do I do? Just say screw it.
Yeah, so
If
all
the two
orders have
hours.
to be placed online, so we wouldn't really be able to do anything over the phone.
All right. So, all right.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I think you.
Okay.
Pardon?
I'm sorry. I just said yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too.